Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are coming at you once again from Visalia, California, here at Quail Park Retirement Community. And we are doing our segment here. And I think you're really going to like today's recipe because if there's one thing that goes good with cauliflower, it is ribeye steak. And my recipe today is my black and blue ribeye with a cauliflower Roquefort sauce. I think you're gonna really, really love this. Let's get started. What I'm gonna need first are four 4-ounce ribeye steaks. And I love the good ribeyes, so if they're like the king's cut, those work really, really well. But in order to fully appreciate the flavor of the cauliflower, I would recommend at least your good 1-inch cut is at least decent for what we're doing here. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to season my steaks with salt and pepper. I'm going to go ahead and put those on a grill, and I'm going to let those sit on the grill for exactly 4 minutes on one side. Once it sits on that grill for 4 minutes on that one side, I'm going to go ahead and give that a flip. And I'm going to go ahead and let it sit on the other side of the grill for only 2 minutes. I'm going to set my oven for 400 degrees. And I'm gonna get my steaks once I got that 4 minute grill and that 2 minute grill, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna put them all the way on a nice sheet pan. I'm gonna take 2 cups of cauliflower that we're gonna grate, and I am going to put this right over the top. Now I call this a black and blue, obviously, because you know what? That's usually as a very fast way. I mean, this is gonna be a pretty rare steak, but the end result's not going to be black and blue. So it's kind of just like a funny little way of explaining it to someone to understand. The next thing we're going to do is once we have the 2 cups of cauliflower grated, we're going to equally divide that amongst the 4 steaks. I'm going to take 1 cup of cream, 1 cup of Roquefort blue cheese. I'm going to go ahead and put that in a sauce pot. I'm going to let that reduce down by half. And then I'm going to go ahead and pour that right over the top of our raw cauliflower and our semi-cooked steak. We're gonna put that in the oven, 400 degrees, and I promise you, within 7 minutes, you are gonna have one of the most incredible ribeye steaks you've ever had. But what you're really gonna have that's so much better is this cauliflower. And what we're trying to show everybody is how the cauliflower pairs so well with anything. It's not just a vegetable, but it can also enhance a really great cut of meat. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.